Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. You're going to be glad you did because Tim Irwin is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Tim Irwin, he's the author of Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled. And he's been with us before. Tim has consulted with many of America's well-known companies, and large and small, and helps all of us understand ourselves a little bit better, why we do what we do. And today he wants to talk to us about working with meaning. Do we have meaning in our lives, or are we just working for money? Tim, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me back on your program.
It's good to have you back. What do you mean when you say working for meaning and not just for money? When I think about this, I'm glad you want to talk about this, Tim, because this is a very important topic for small business owners because, as you know, every day in a small business is not about the money. Sometimes it's about not having any money. And if there are other things that make you want to come back, you won't come back.
Jim, that's exactly right. And I've run a small business, and I know how hard it can be. Those peaks and valleys always come, and the valleys can be tough, and you've got to have something that you've got to get up for that morning to go back to work. One of the things we know is that 85% of the people in this country hate their jobs, and that's a startling
85%.
85%. And you think about the fact that the average person spends more than half of their waking hours at work or dealing with work in some
now,
kind of...
Pardon me, Tim. Are these are employees?
These are typically just people out there who have jobs in the average American company.
Right, okay.
And the fact that they spend more than half their waking hours in the workplace, those are dismal statistics. And the fact is the majority of people work as a penalty box between weekends. They're like mercenaries. They're just paid to do a job. They show up for a paycheck, and they don't have any real investment in what they're doing. And I think that's sad because I think the thing that really brings us back to work is meaning, not money. And yet it's just the opposite for so many people. They're working for money and not for meaning.
Well, and oftentimes, if they're feeling that way, they may not be making enough money either.
Well, that's absolutely for sure.
And so even the money that they're getting, if they're not getting meaning, if they're not getting enough money, that's a sad life, isn't it?
Jim, there's a lot of research that says if people are paid fairly, then compensation drops way down on the list as far as what's important to motivate somebody. People really like is working for meaning. And if they're paid fairly and they have adequate income, then what they want to do is go to work and find something that they think is significant.
All right, so let's define what that meaning could be. Napoleon said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon." And he
was talking about
a cause, something that the soldier believed in. That could be part of the meaning, right?
Absolutely. And people will work for a lot of different things. One of the things that I encourage leaders to do is to really engage their employees and find out what their hopes and dreams and aspirations are. And I think if you're a small business owner, you need to be doing that. You need to be knowing what are the aspirations of the people that work with you. What are the things that they come to work for? Now, by the way, often it's a matter of perspective. I've worked in a lot of technology companies, and I've talked to people who are writing computer code. Now, if you've ever sat in front of a computer screen all day, you know how dismal that can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to one code writer, and I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, I'm writing code." Well, I went a few cubicles away, and I said to another person, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I'm creating software." But then I spoke to a young woman across the room, and I said, "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm reforming healthcare in America." They were all three doing exactly the same thing. Exactly. But they had a very different perspective. And one of the things that I tell leaders to do is help the people that work with you get line of sight to the customer. Because often it's serving a specific customer or some group that provides meaning in the workplace.
Well, we need to get those first two guys a little more of the Kool-Aid, don't we?
We do. We need to give them some better perspective. Exactly.
I like your term about this. What'd you say, straight line to the customer?
A line of sight.
Line of sight. I like that. Tell us about that.
We need line of sight to the customer, because that's often when we have a sense that we're serving another person or serving a customer in some meaningful way, very often that adds meaning to the work.
Well, and there's no question about it, and I think that's very smart to do that, especially for people who don't have line of sight to the customer.
Exactly, and too many of our jobs are designed in such a way that we're off back in a cubicle writing code, but often, again, it's a matter of perspective. One of the things I've often done is in my company, I've taken administrative support staff to meetings with clients. I want them to see that these clients are real people. They have real needs.
And not only that, but that the things that your company provides are benefiting these people,
exactly.
and the people in front of them, as you said, not only are they real people, but the people who work with them, the human beings who work with them, they have families, and see, this is something that I'm glad we're talking about this today, Tim, because this is something that I try to remind small business owners about. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in our challenges, not having enough capital, sales are off, profits are off, we got this problem, we got that problem. Sometimes we forget, we just don't take stock of the fact that there are some really cool things that our companies do for our own employees, for our communities. What would our customers do if we just weren't there today? If we weren't there tomorrow? I think sometimes we don't realize that we don't place a value on some of the things that I think we should, and I think that kind of perspective helps us to have meaning in our work.
Absolutely, and I tell small business owners all the time. In fact, I was meeting with one yesterday, and I said, "You've got to have a clear mission. In other words, know why you're in business. What are you doing this for? What are you trying to accomplish for other people? Have a clear mission. Money will come as a result." And listen, again, I've run a small business. I know how difficult it can be. But we need to have a very clear mission. We need to know why we're in business.
Well, absolutely. And I talk about the two universes of a business. One universe is the operations side, and the other is the product side, the industry side. And if you don't understand why what you're doing on the product side, on the industry side, and if you don't love that very, very much, the operations side will kill you.
Absolutely,
you won't want to come back to make payroll, but you will come back if you understand why your company is in business, what you're selling, what these shoestrings that you're selling, what that means to the world. We're going to come back and talk to Tim Irwin some more about this. When we come back, I want to get him to talk to us again about his what he calls the 3C model. It's a very important one, folks, and we'll do that right after these messages. Dr. Tim Irwin, the book is called Run with the Bulls. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Don't forget to check out askjim.biz. That's our new knowledge base. That's where you can go. And if you got a question in your small business, the one you're working on, the one you have, check out askjim.biz and ask your questions, and we'll do our very best to give you some answers. And other resources around that answer, by the way. And, of course, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's where you can find the show and lots of other stuff and thousands of archives, the newsletter, the blog, lots of stuff there, including the past interview that we did with Tim Irwin. And the one we're doing today will be up on the website very soon, within an hour or so. Tim Irwin is the author of Run with the Bulls. And, Tim, tell us where your book's available and give us your website, please.
Jim, the book is available to all the retailers. You can order it on the .coms. There's also a link on my website. By the way, the website has some wonderful free stuff. The website is runwiththebulls.net. It's not .com. It's runwiththebulls.net. There's a free online assessment which sends you a lengthy, in-depth, personalized report. It takes about 15 minutes.
What is that assessment all about?
The assessment measures the qualities in the book. As a corporate psychologist, I've interviewed over 10,000 very, very successful people, and the book is the distillation of what I learned from all these really smart people. So we created a test to measure where a person is on these qualities. So if you're out there in the workplace somewhere, these are the things that really make people successful.
Will the assessment help us determine if we if we're working for meaning, and if we're not, how to get it?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the sections on this little test measures those qualities. Am I working for meaning, or am I just working for money? And it gives you feedback. And on anything that you score below average, you get some wonderful developmental recommendations that are provided.
And what's the cost?
Oh, it's free.
Free. We like free. We like free things around here, Tim. Thank you for that.
Well, it's free.
See what I got you, folks. and that's at runwiththebulls.net.
Check
that out, folks.
And there's a bunch of other free stuff. There's a wonderful graphic. Some people are struggling with how to change. There's this model that you can download. There's a nice refrigerator art and something you can use on your desktop. There's some great stuff there.
We appreciate that very much. You know, Tim, and folks, the one of the things that Tim blends into his story is his experience when he ran with the Bulls over in Spain, right? Tim, you and your son.
2 years ago, my younger son and I ran with the Bulls. I went over to keep an eye on him, and the irony is that he ended up pulling me out of the way. You can see all this on the website, by the way. There's a video of us running with the Bulls. But at the end of this, I said, this is a great depiction of what the workplace is like, because, I mean, the corporate Bulls are raging around us every day, and if we don't run skillfully and wisely, we're going to get trampled.
Exactly. And so, you know, one of the things that I like about your book, Tim, is when you talk about the three C's. The 3C model. Talk to us about that a little bit again.
Well, as I said before, I interviewed a bunch of people and distilled the essence of what makes these really smart people successful, and also what makes some people derail. And it all boiled down to really three big ideas. One is thoughtful commitment, and that's what we've been discussing earlier in the program today about working for meaning and not for money. The second thing is authentic character, and we've seen how in the headlines in recent months how many people have failed in their jobs. High-level, visible people have failed because of compromises of character. And the third thing is exceptional competence. People who thrive in the workplace are competent. And I define this in seven ways in terms of how to be really competent in the workplace.
As you look around you at the landscape of the marketplace, as you consider the younger generations, you know, who are taking possession of the marketplace and the positions in the marketplace, we got about four generations really in the marketplace right now, and at least four. What do you see as the marketplace moves through time, as we move into the 21st century? Are you encouraged by what you see, or are you concerned by what you see?
Well, I think that's a two-sided question. I am tremendously encouraged about the opportunity that exists for anybody with innovation and creativity and drive. I think there's a wonderful marketplace out there, but it's going to take creativity. We're going to have to continue to be innovative. I think that's one of the things that's kept America in the race, is that we have this tremendous drive to innovate. On the other hand, I think we have some challenges out there. This global economy is really vexing to people. I had a client in North Carolina that made dyes. Well, it turns out a company over in India could make the dyes and ship them all the way to the United States for less money than our company right there in North Carolina could make. So I think we've got to learn how to compete in this global economy. The other thing is, I think we've got a leadership crisis brewing, because we've got a lot of leaders who are in this baby boom bubble who are eyeing retirement, and I'm not sure we've done a good job preparing the next generation to lead. And that's one of the areas, that's one of the reasons I wrote this book, is I want to help that younger generation avoid some of the mistakes that this older generation has made.
Give us an example of that.
Well, I think, again, so many people are working for money and not for meaning. And I
do
don't
you think
the
younger
the
generations are going to get that pretty better than you know, I'm a baby boomer. I think you're a baby boomer. Do you think the younger generation will get that better than we got it?
Well, let me say this: they're struggling with it. I hope they get it. That's one of the reasons.
Well, if they read "Run with the Bulls" by Dr. Tim Irwin, I think they'll get it. Hey, Tim, give us that website again, please.
It's runwiththebulls.net.
Check it out, folks. Get those free assessments, and be sure to check out Tim's book, "Run with the Bulls." Thanks, Tim, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break. Right back with Bob Herbold. Right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.